Okay, we left a little hole in the sugi over here on the Chuvah Amud Aleph, that would taste the filling before we take a break for Yom Kippur and Sukkot. We pointed out that according to Rava, Meikar Hadin Yesh Ones Begitin. So Meikar Hadin, we have a situation where the get is batel. However, Mishum Tznuos and Mishum Frutzos, we're going to practically say Ein Ones Begitin. We're going to view it as though the get is really kayam, and that this woman now is considered to be a grusha. Or that's maybe an improper formulation. This woman now can now get married to someone else. So Gemara asks, "Umi ika midi, demida oraisa lo havegita, umishum snuos umishum frutzos sharinan aishes ish la'alma." So of course, we had over here kedushin midoraisa. We have a get which appears to be valid midrabana. What kind of business is that? In called the Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh V'afkinu Rabbanan with Dushay Minei. I understand what exactly is this combination. Called the Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh V'afkinu Rabbanan with Dushay Minei. And to help understand that, the Gemara then continues, Amri Ravina V'Ravashi Tenach V'Kadesh V'Kaspa V'Kadesh V'Biya Mayiku V'Meymar Shavya Rabbanan V'Bilosa V'Ilos Tznus. There are just a few lines of Gemara, but as you've seen, even on the side of the Gemara, this Gemara is quoted also Yevamah Satsari, Dachuf Yud, Yitim Ramad Gimel, Yitim Ayin Gimel, Barabasra Memches. And basically that's where I asked you to look, just to see all the parallel situations. And from the parallel situations, one can sometimes come up with a formula that will help us understand the power over here of Chazal, what exactly all of this is based upon. So, with your permission, let's start with a shita that to a certain degree is pretty radical. However, it started in the time of the Ramban in a Shamati Lataretz. The Ramban heard such a teretz, and then it filtered down to his Talmidim. They all quote it, the Ritzvah, the Rashba, the Ra'ah, they all quote the Shita that he was Shamati Latarets, that, again, although it may be a bit radical, but it certainly is very, very nice and neat. And the problem over here, the Gemara's problem was that we have an Ashes Ishtel Raisa, and we have a get which appears to be valid only Midrabana, a get which is Batal Doraisa. We pass in really Mi'ikar Adin Yeshonus Begitin. There was never a Kiyum HaTnai. Akiyum is tonight, but only is not considered to be Akiyum for the various reasons we mentioned. And B'chol Zot, we say that for reasons, external reasons, Mishum Prutzos, Mishum Tznuos, we validate this yet Midrabana. And how can you have a situation that Sharinan Ashes Ish La'alma? So, of course, if we have Kedushin Doraisa, how can this woman become then Muteret with a yet Midrabana? So, what does the Ramban offer? What does he posit? How do we understand this concept of called the Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh V'afkina Rabbanan Kedusha Minei? Maybe just read the language in the Ramban. V'shamati Metarzim Gehocha Amrina. Im kain shavya rabbanan lebilaso bilasnus ve'ein adam oseh b'ilaso bilasnus hilkach gomir v'yohir gita me'afshav kidei shelo yafkiyu rabbanan kedushin shelo shehe b'ilaso bilasnus. What over here is the formulation of the Ramban? How does he understand this din of called the Mekadesh Adaita Drabanan Mekadesh Vafkin Rabbanan Kedushin Minei?
It's not in order to Kedushin, it's going to give the get.
In other words, that this person realizes that there's a sword hanging over his head. He realizes that Rabbanan have the power of being Mafkiya his Kedushin. Or he thinks that way, whether it's true or not is irrelevant. He thinks Rabbanan have the power of being Mafkiya his Kedushin in some manner. And that would mean that retroactively, if Rabbanu is going to be mafkia his kedushin, if he's going to annul the marriage, retroactively it means that for the last 20 years he was married to his wife, that he was boil bilas nus. He doesn't want to have on his record that he was boil bilas nus for 20 years. So therefore, he wants this get to be a get. Namely, Rabbanan basically are holding over his head, either you decide that this is a get, and if you don't decide this is a get, we'll be mafkia the kedushin. And if those are his two alternatives, he'd rather that the get be a get and that he lived in proper wedlock for the last 20 years, rather than retroactively it turning out that he lived out of wedlock for the last 20 years, which is what Rabbanan are going to do to him if he refuses to allow this get to go through on a Daraisa level. What does it mean to allow the get to go through on a Daraisa level? Excuse me? No, we're talking about he made a Tanai, but there was an onus, and the Tanai was only fulfilled by onus. So he can come to court and claim, that's not considered to be a fulfillment of the Tanai. The get that I gave is not a get because I wanted to get to my wife, I just couldn't. And so the Kiyuma Tanai that I wasn't able to get to my wife within the 30 days, that was bonus, and that should destroy the get. So what is he changing over here? His das. Namely, why do we say that a kiyum tanai ba'ones is no good? So according to 99% of the Rishonim, leaving aside the Rashi of Anaro Asasadavar, according to 99% of the Rishonim, it's because of umdana. That this was his das. That when he made this tanai, he never intended that a kiyum tanai ba'ones would be a kiyum tanai. But now we have a greater umdana. What's a greater umdana? What's a higher umdana? He doesn't want his bilos to be bilos nus. And so the greater umdana overrides the lesser umdana. Namely, that we'll say that this person never intended for a kiyum tanai, but onus be a kiyum tanai. Yeah, but if it's not going to be a kiyum tanai, then Rabbana is going to know his marriage, and it's going to turn out that always bilos be let's do it. That there we have an umdana that certainly doesn't want that. That's even a stronger umdana. No. We're saying that all along, that if he would have been told, if you don't allow a kiyuma tanai ba'onis to be a valid kiyuma tanai, we're going to annul your marriage. We're telling him that, and he only finds that out later on, but had he known it originally, then, in Achinami, in other words, he would have insisted that the kiyuma tanai ba'onis been a kiyuma tanai. So what we are doing is simply being mishayar his da'at. We're being mishayar his da'at, that we're working within the world of umdana. We had an umdana that was mevatel the get, and now we have an umdana, a higher umdana, which is mekayim the get. And then we have over here a perfectly normal situation where we had a kedushin daraisa, and we have a get daraisa. And that's the answer of the Gemara. Mi'ika mi'bi d'sharina n'eishas ish la'alma in. In other words, we can. Why? Because we have a get. Called the Mekadesh Adaita Drabbanim Mekadesh, that a person realizes that his Kedushin is totally in the Ratan of the Chachamim, Vakin Rabbanim Kedushin Mineh, they have that power of being Mafkia Kedushin Mineh, and because they have that power of being Mafkia Kedushin Mineh, then he has an Umdana, he doesn't want to play games, he doesn't want to claim Onis Rahmana Patre, he doesn't want to claim that Akiva Tanai Ba'onis was not his Das, he doesn't want his Be'ilos to be Be'ilos Nus, that's a higher Umdana. Yeah? You're creating a timeline that doesn't necessarily exist, that timeline. In other words, when Rabbanan made their takana that a kiyum b'tanai b'ones is considered to be a kiyum ha-tanai, they made their takana knowing that if we were to put before this person two alternatives, he would rather take the alternative of that the kiyum ha-tanai b'ones should be a valid kiyum ha-tanai than that Rabbanan should make his b'ilot b'ilot snud. That is a stronger umdana than the other umdana. We allow it tonight because most tanaim we don't have a situation of onus. When we have, in other words, most times the person can live in the world of bechira chafshis, and he can choose to link his get to a tanai according to his ratzon. He's the balabas on giving the get. And so as long as he is behaving as a balabas, he can make a decision whether he will give the get or he won't give the get, whether he will come or he won't come. That's up to him. However, the moment that an onus enters into the picture, then Rabbanon wanted to straighten out the curvatures and simply said that the same way that had there not been an onus, a kiyum atanai would have been valid, so also even when there is an onus, a kiyum atanai is valid. And they do it by creating a stronger umdana. That is, again, it's a radical shita, but it's not just a das yotik. That once the Ramban heard that shamati mecharitzim, then we find that also in all of his talmidim. But clearly, you know, this is a it's a patent, and there are alternative ways of learning a sugya. So, what is the classic alternative way of learning a sugya? If you don't want to learn, we'll see later on what pushed the Ramban to this formulation. But if you don't want to learn that formulation, and we really have over here a get d'oraisa, then we're back to where we started. And if we have Kedushin d'oraisa, a get rabbanan, what kind of combination is that? So what's the classic way of learning? Hefker bez and hefker, you should just realize, we don't find in Chachmei Sfarad, we don't find in Rashi. First place we're going to get to it is going to be Tosfos. Before you get to Tosfos, let me read you the formulation of the Ritva. It's the same formulation as we find in the Ra'ah. Pashas, it's also, after you see it in the Ritva and the Ra'ah, Pashas, it's also what Rashi is telling us. And it fits very, very beautifully into our sugya. Called the Mekadesh Adayit the Rabbanu Mekadesh. Perush. Afa pi she'omer lo kidas Moshe v'Yisrael, or it could be even afa pi she'lo omer lo kidas Moshe v'Yisrael, harehu ki'ilu hisna al menas she'yirtu chachamim v'sasnu k'perusho she'im dvarim she'belibo v'leif kol adam she'im dvarim k'nim afarech m'sekhas kedushin. But that's the title. The Iker is akin Rabbanu kedushin minei perush. The Havilei Ka'omer Hareyat Mekudeshet Im Yirtze Abba She'im Go Ratza Eina Mekudeshet. In other words, what's the classic way of understanding the Gemara over here? What over here is breaking the Kedushin? A Tanai. A Tanai, the same Tanai that we had previously that we claimed broke the Get, right? That the Tanai that was Mekuyam Ba'onas, we say is considered to be as though it's not Mekuyam and the Get is really, we wanted to say was invalid. We have another tanai. We have a tanai in the kedushin. I want my kedushin to be valid in Yirtza Abba. Here, Abba is not my father. Here, Abba is Chazal. If Chazal want my kedushin to be valid, fine. And if they don't want it to be valid, also fine. And here, Chachamim decide we don't want his kedushin to be valid. So we have over here an akira of the kedushin l'mafreya. He made the kedushin al tanai. He made the kedushin al tanai. And we have over here an akira of that kedushin le mafreya, and that is and that over here is what allows this woman to get married. She is not a grusha. She's not a grusha. This get is not a proper get. We pasken yesh onus begitin. So we don't have over here a proper get. We never had a proper kiyum atanai. The get never got off the ground. We had a get that was written. We had a get that was given. But the get never got off the ground because the get was made out tonight. However, we have over here akira sakedushin l'mafreya. Yes?
It's an akira l'mafreya, or they just never allowed it to be chal?
They, in other words, at the time, they didn't say anything. But later, the moment that they say that we don't want the kedushin to be chal, then it's not chal. I'm only getting married to my wife, al-manas, in years to our Abba. As long as my father is happy with my marriage, then I'm married. And though my father is not happy, the face that she spills the soup on his lap, and he says, that's your wife, I don't want such a daughter-in-law. Right? The moment that he says that, then she's no longer a daughter-in-law. Then we have Akira's Kedusha, Namafreya. I made such a tonight, yes?
During those first 10 years, so is she not making a speech? Meaning before they say anything, so Chabam weren't masking. The Amanash Yir to Abba means until that point that Abba says yes, so she's a Pnuyu. So she Pnuyu up until every woman is a
Pnuyu. She's a Suffolk Nekudeshet the entire time. We don't know whether
We don't know
what Abba thinks. But here, Abba is telling us what he thinks. Rabbanan are telling us that they don't want this kedushin to be valid.
So every woman for her whole life, let's say the Chachamim never say, so
we have chazakot. Generally, Chachamim are happy with marriages. And so we have, so we can live according to the chazakah, that generally a husband and a wife are married, and Chachamim aren't going to get involved. And so he can be bold of her with the knowledge that probably this will not be a bilas nus. Probably everything over here will be fine and good, because not because the Chachamim should get involved in this marriage. However, he left it in the hands of the Chachamim. And here, the Chachamim, lo ratzim, yakov, im lo ratzah, eina mekudeshet. The only question in this approach is, how was this Tanai created? How was this Tanai created? Was it created verbally? Was it created b'feirush? Or do we have over here something that we're much aware of, an umdana? Do we have an umdana to that effect? Namely, is it being created via the statement of Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael? Like Tosas points out over here on the Fumot Aleph. And that Rashi also in Yevamos and Afsadim and Beis also says, L'chein Omrim Kedas Moshe Yisrael, that's the creator tonight. Or, like the Ritzvah says, even though again there is a word left out in this edition of the Ritzvah, Afal pi shelo amar l'kedas Moshe Yisrael, harehu ki'ilu hisna amanachi yutsu chakamim. V'stamu k'perusha shem dvarim shebelibo u'beleif kol adam shehim dvarim. That even though we pass in dvarim shebeleiv enam dvarim, that's if a person has a personal quirk. A personal quirk, if he doesn't state it black and white, so he said, what I meant, that doesn't help us. However, when we're dealing with something which is beleiv kol adam, everyone has this in mind. Everyone knows that the whole world of Kedushin is Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, even if it's not stated specifically, that's enough to create an umdana. So we have over here a marriage out, in other words, that is Koli Va'ome on Da'as Chachamim, and the Chachamim say, we're not interested in a continuum. Yeah? The only thing that can be okir later on is a get. But in other words, in the world of get, you could have a proper kedushin and you can have a marriage, and then the get will be okir, the kedushin will be okir, the marriage, from that moment onwards. However, if we're dealing over here not with the get, we don't have a get there. A get is pasul. In other words, then we have to basically claim that the whole thing was simply a mirage. It was a mirage. It appeared to have been a kedushin. However, since it was all b'tnai, the Chachamim agree, and at some point Chachamim don't want to agree, then no. And these two formulations, again, the Ramban's formulation of the fact that we have an umdana, that we want the get to be a get, and the formulation of the Ritzvah, that the kedushin is not a kedushin. Now we're pulling it on both sides. These two formulations are what we find in our Gemara, where we have one instance of called the Makadosh Mafkinu. We find it in the Sugya in HaShaleach, where the Mishnah says that Al Meikar Din D'Oraisa, a husband who sends a shliach to give a get to his wife, always has the power of being mevatel that shliach. Right? That shliach only has power of attorney as long as the husband wants it. Not only can the husband mevatel the shliach, but he can even mevatel it shelo b'fnei HaShliach and shelo b'fnei HaIsha. He can simply go to a bezdin anywhere in the world, I'm in Mavatalit, or maybe even in front of Adim, it can be Mavatalit. Came along Rabbi Gamliel and said, nothing doing. Bitlo, eino mevuto. What do you mean, bitlo, eino mevuto? Why can't he be Mavatalit Shliach? So we have a takana. We have a takana. We don't want agunos, we don't want frutos. We don't say the same thing we have in our Gemara. I, what happened? So either the Ramban will say that we have an umdana, that he should know. Okay, you want him in Mevatel Shif, Mevatel Shliach, but then all the bilas you were above up to now will be bilas nus, because Chachamim have that power. And so he said, no, I didn't want the bitul to be a bitul. Or we have the formulation of the Ritzvah, that his bitul is a bitul. However, Rabbanim one up him and they say, fine, you mevatel the get. In other words, we weren't happy with your kedushin. A kedushin that you're going to send a get. I mean, mevatel the get. We don't want such kedushins to take place. And then the kedushin never took place in the first place. Hu hadin, the third situation, the Gemara you saw in Git and the Chayim Gimel, where you had a shchiv mirah who gave a get to his wife, and then kam mecholyo. So again, the ikar hadin, the moment the shchiv mirah is kam mecholyo, the same way that matana so ain't a matana. Gito ain't I'll get. But then again, that causes problems in terms of aguna and krutzos and snuos. So Chazal made a takana that once the shlimira gives a get, it's a get. It's not automatically bottled the moment the shlimira gets up. What is the halachic basis behind this takana? Either that again we have this knife hanging over the person's head. That Chazal tell him, you want to be chozer from your get? We'll turn all your bilos into bilos nus. And for that fear, he says, no, I want the get to be a get. And we have an umdeno that overrides. Classically, you have an umdeno when a shimira gets better. That what you do is a shimira, he wants it to be mevatel. You have an umdeno that overrides that. That's according to the shamati metartim of the Ramban. And according to the Ritva, we have the tonight. We have over here a tonight that we tell him, look, where it's either you allow for this get to remain a good get, even though theoretically, if you want to claim that you're chozer b'bevakasha, but then Rabbanan are not going to be thrilled with your kedushin, and the mafreya, they're going to be okay with the kedushin. Yes? Yeah, we'll come to situations where Chazal will say, Lachisha Osa Shalok HaHogen. In other words, Chazal don't allow every Kedushin to get off the ground. In other words, if it's a Kedushin Osa Shalok HaHogen, it's traumatic. But you have situations where a person tells a woman let's get married now, and this marriage will be halachically valid 30 days from now, and then someone comes 15 days later and gives her a ring and says, I'm conditionally from now, and then the Gemara deals with who she really married to. So, I mean, if the Gemara deals with who she really married to, it means that we have a concept of Tanai within the world of Kedushin. Tanai that will leave a woman hanging, Yitzchein, that will come under a category of who Asa Shalok HaHogen, so Chazal will do Ptilko. But that we're not talking about yet. We're talking about a situation where at the time of the marriage, everything was fine. And at a certain point in life, he decided to give a gift. And then within the giving of the get, we have problems. Either we have a problem of kiva tanai ba'ones, we have a problem of bitul hashliya, we have a problem of a shchiv mirah shekam, and we have a problem within the get. And so over here, either we can deal with it that because of the sword hanging over his head, he'll say, fine, the get will be a get. You know, even though I have the right, theoretically the right to override the get, I want the get to be a get, because I don't want the alternative. Or we can't do anything about the get. The get is not going to be a good get. However, what we can tell the individual is that we can be mafkia his kedushin with mafreya. Yeah? If a person were to say black and white, shaloka das Moshe to Yisrael, so then certainly the Chazal would not have the right of being mafkia, but then we'll come to it in a minute, but they may be able to use a different mechanism.
And also, when you're talking about Chazal, I think the upper hand, the mafkia, the whole tradition, Chazal did that, he doesn't be able to take it into the
No, because this he knew. You know, this is what he took upon himself. You can't come to Beis Din. You know the chatzila that Beis Din have the right to do it. And the whole, you want to know how to get married. You don't have a chiyuv to get married in a mitzvah, but you don't have a chiyuv. And so who told him to get married? When did you get married? So then this is the package deal.
Barer,
of course, yes. I mean, the basic nafkamina between them is, and what about the whole Ramban's perush is that if we have a situation of znut, so this would be a way of annulling marriages. If a husband finds out that his wife, his wife, what? Right, in other words, that his wife had did mizana, and b'cholzo, if he doesn't want her to get skila, so he will simply send her a get, and midvatel the shliach, and then set into accord this whole process of the tnai, and the whole marriage will be annulled, and he'll save his wife from being mizana, save children from being mamzerim, v'chule. So the Ramban, wanted to offer an alternative, not pitom. That's not what we have over here. We don't have over here an annulment. We have a get. We have a bona fide get. And until we have the get, she's an ashes ish. Masha'enken, according to the formulation of the Ritva, this is a real question, which is dealt with, we'll mention a little later, by Balei HaTosfos, yes?
This is a Ritva, really, the same Rashi.
Where do you see that in Rashi?
Rashi in the bottom says, but it's almost the Kuna, in the bottom of the and the
That may be the drabana. In other words, we're going to lotion masi. You have a get. The imratza. There's two rashis that you're dealing with. The grimis according to Rashi over here. Lotion masi. You have a gita. The imratza tinase laacher. The gamlu tsuna nesalos mehayom. But that's on the Gemara before we get to Afkin Rabbanu to do shemini.
Right. The Gemara is going back and explaining that case. No. Afkin was explaining that shot of.
No. But which Rashi are you quoting?
It said twice. First in Rashi,
Let's just read the Gemara according to Rashi, and then we'll see where we're moving. Okay. Yes. We have rules of chazaka, namely a shliach should assume that there was no bitul, and on that basis he goes through his life. We have rules. If you let someone who's alive, we assume he's alive. We have dinim of chazaka. So we live our whole lives according to dinim of chazaka. It's a din d'oraisa, we have a din of chazaka. Any shliach wants to be mevatel, right? But here we have a problem of snuos and frutzos. You know, it's in the world of gerushin. Otherwise, you can always be mevatel a shliach. You send a shliach, you can mevatel a shliach. Yes.
So like in the case of Onas, I understand. We're saying, oh, must have been when he gave it again. He doesn't want us to be shot, but we also be a shliach. So once he goes into Mevatel, where's Lumdina? Does he know that if he goes to Mevatel, that they're going to be after the interval, which means then he won't go be Mevatel? I mean, where's the Lumdina?
No, we're reminding him that after we tap him on the shoulder after he was Mevatel and say and tell him, look, you know, it's. If you really want this detail to go through, you have to realize that there's going to be consequences.
That's like saying that you don't even need to have an umdina when he gives a get. We could have even the umdina when he comes back and says, I'm sorry, I was an onus.
So yeah, that's what Reuven's pointed out, that we have, it's not a question of a timeline, this time. We're saying that the Chazal built this into the system. Chazal built another umdina into the system.
So doesn't the umdina have to be when he gives the get?
Excuse me?
Does
not
have to be when
he gives? Minach Kamina. We want to get, you know, what we're saying is that we want to get to be valid. So when the only problem is that he goes ahead and wants to mevatel the shliach. So we tap him on the shoulder and remind him, just a minute, if you mevatel the shliach, then all your bilas and mefer are going to be bilas mis. Is that what you want? He says, chas v'shalom. So we say, then kind of right, you didn't mean the bitul. The bitul was not serious. Meshata nibach, you were just joking. And so, in other words, we have an umdina that he was joking. He wouldn't say, no individual ever wants his vilas, 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 no. That's an overriding umdana. And that overriding umdana is that which is mevatel the beetle of the gift.
So let's say if it's the case of a kohen, he's not going to be able to go marry her again. So obviously there's a greater chance that she'll be a grusha. He's not going to be able to pose to her. So there's a greater chance he would want a few vilas, no, so he can stay married then. So then the guy can jump.
Again, we have an overriding umdana that no one wants his vilas, vilas, to the vilas, no. That's where Rama's umdana, if you disagree with the Rama. But that's his umdana. Okay, now, given these two options, now let's just read in the Gemara, how do we read the language? Tainach, Amale Ravina Le Ravashi, Tainach, kodesh v'kasva, kodesh v'biya, mai ika l'meimar. What over here is the Tena? According to the ritual, that's the smoothest way of reading. Tena v'kodesh v'kasva. Yes? No, Hefker Bezen Hefker. I don't want to hear the word Hefker Bezen Hefker. In other words, we never got Hefker Bezen Hefker. Don't bring in Hefker Bezen Hefker. You don't need Hefker Bezen Hefker. It just complicates matters. Tain after Kodesh
Bekasva. Because there you make it as a matana, but as opposed to a bia, which would be making.
When the husband gives a ring to his wife, Tain after Kodesh Bekasva, and he either says or thinks, Kedas Moshe be Yisrael. So then, what are the two alternatives? Right. If Chachamim want, this will be Kesef Kedushin. If Chachamim want, then this will be a Matana. That's called the Mekadesh, Adaita Drabana Mekadesh. So, when is Mekadesh, in the world of Kodesh Bekaspa, the Tanai, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, be it stated or unstated, is very, very simple. In other words, he's giving a ring, and he's saying, this ring, if Chachamim want, will be Kedushin, and if Chachamim want, will be Matana. When you say Kedas Moshe be Yisrael, that's what you're saying. Or when you say that I'm giving this ring for as whatever Chazal wanted to be. If Chazal wanted to be Kedushin, it'll be Kedushin, which I hope that that's what I really would like. But if Chazal wants this to be Matana for any reason, it'll be Matana. I said Kedas Moshe be Yisrael. And even if I didn't say it according to the Ritva, it's as though I said it, because Baruch that I'm getting married with a rabbi, and we're getting married with a rabbi, that's the way things work. And in other words, we have this concept, we have it also in Kodshim, that people think the way that Chazal want them to think. That's, in other words, if they're halachic Jews. However, in a case of Kodesh Leviya, what are the two alternatives? In other words, I am currently wanting to be Kodesh Leviya. So I say, if Chazal wants to be Kiddushin, it'll be Kiddushin. If they don't, it'll be Via Snus. Who says that a person has that in mind? Like those, the two alternatives between Kiddushin and Matana, that's one thing. But two alternatives between that this should be a mitzvah or an avera, that Chacham are going to determine that this nice idea is going to be a Via Snus. Who says that that works? Who says that we can have that a person has such a tonight? So Gemara says, Enachinami. No, that's exactly what we're saying. My Shavi Rabbanu Bilas or Bilas Nus. That even though the two alternatives are either Kedushin or Snus, the cause of the person has this in mind. The same way that we say that when the Chachamim turned the Kesef into a Matana, so all his later Bilas are Bilas Nus. So we'll say that even on the original Bia, can be a Bia Snus, and a person has all this in mind. Namely, again, according to the Ritva, this is the Tanai Amanashi Yirtza Abba. But the Gemara had a Havamina with maybe will we use the Tanai Amanashi Yirtza Abba when it's a question of Kedushin or neutral. But if it's a question of Kedushin or an Avera, Kedushin or Bia Snus, maybe then I really am not serious about this Tanai of Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Because no, even then I'm serious about it. And that's what Rashi points out. Now let's read Rashi. Tainach lememer afkata, and afkata again is via the Tanai, kedekadish v'kaspa, the nema get ze oker akadushin v'ose ma'os matana me'ikaran, that because this get is a get, then the chachamim aren't happy. The nema get ze tainach lememer afkata kedekadish v'kaspa, the nema that Chazal will make it as though. Get ze oker hakadushin, the ose maos matana the meikaran, korsubiya mayafkata meikara ika, bishlama ayade get kosher, aval bisha kadushin kayaman ad akshav, zeres hakosavusha get korto, umati risuro mikano lahaba, aval ze eno get minatora, vatan akshato, nishum daito shalze shakidsha alda as chachamim, ubitro alda api chachamim, sarachato lomar shem meikaran lo yu kadushin. V'ikodesh v'biyah v'ataokir kedushin mafreya matei al biyoso. Shagir melon v'vassal mafreya ayodei getzeh to midivreihem v'ilatznut. V'yeshan koach l'asot kein why shaharei hu talabahem. Hu talabahem. Again, this is not hefker bezen hefker. Rashi doesn't mention hefker bezen. We have a tnai that the person gave Rabbanon the power of saying that his act wasn't a Maisa Kedushin, it was a Matana. The same way, they have the power of saying his Diyah wasn't a Diyah Kedushin, his Diyah was a Diyah Nus. Yeah.
It's not really Nutzon if you should test his son, because if they make him from Matana, then all subsequent
Diyah. In Achinami. That's subsequent Diyah. So, in other words, so we're saying that, you know, maybe a person. Those are states in the Gemara that the Hester of the Maskana. The same way that the Rabbanim would turn all of his later biot into biot snut, they could turn also the original biot into biot snut. Namely, it's not that much of a jump. It's not that much of a jump because, as you point out, the first case is not totally neutral. That's why it's not that much of a jump. But the whole question over here of Tainach is in terms of the das of the Mekadesh. Is there really such a Tanai? Do we really have this Tanai of the Ritva? And the Gemara has a habit, maybe we're only on the Tanai of the Ritva when the original Maisa is either positive or neutral. The original Maisa, Kamash Malan, that even if the original Maisa is positive or negative, we have the Tanai, just like, as Cyril pointed out, in the situation of where the original act was neutral, it turned into negative afterwards. So then also the original act can be negative.
But, right. What kind of error was it?
We have an Iser of living with a woman out of wedlock. What exactly the Iser is, it may be a Bitul Asay of the concept of Kedushin. It may be a problem of Pilegesh. In other words, the Rambam speaks about the fact that in the beginning of Hilchos Issues, so that's the difference between pre-Matan Torah and post-Matan Torah. Pre-Matan Torah, if you want to live with a woman, you go ahead and live with her. But post-Matan Torah, Mishan Yit, in other words, Kodem Matan Torah, Hayadam Kogea Isha Bashuk, Im Ratza Hu Vehi, No Sen Lo Skara, Bo Rosa, Alema Derech Lohoveach, וזוהי הנקראת קדישה, ומי שניתנה תורה, נאסרה הקדישה, שנאמר לא תהיה קדישה מבנות ישראל. לפיכך, כל הבורל אישה לשם זנות ולא קדושן, לא כמן התורה, ותהי שבעל קדישה. So that's an offer over here between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid says, אין קדישה אלא מוזמנת, והיא מוכרת לכל אדם, אבל המייחדת אותה לאיש, Ein ba lo malkos ba lo iser lav. So according to the Rambam, it appears that kol haboil isha l'shem znut means below kedushin. The moment there's no kedushin, that's defined as l'shem znut, and lo kemen atarish above a kedusha. The Ravid says like you, lo kedusha means zona, harlot, mishihi mufkeret l'chol adam. However, here this is miyacheret atzma. You know, it's here they're a couple, right? That they register in the phone book and under one name or whatever. So then, ein ba lo malkos velo isur lav. It's not an isur lav, but it's a bitul asay of kedushin. Ki yikach yishisha, we have a bitul asay. A bitul asay is also an avera daraisa. So that's an avera without malkos. So we call it isur asay. An isur asay. So you have either a lav or you have an isur asay. But of course, it's not going to be in our situation with the Rav of Malkos, because Baruch, he was misasay. He thought it was Kedushin. It's like, you know, there are two women, one's his wife, one's not his wife, and he's assuming he's living with his wife, and it turns out it's another woman, so it's misaseh. So it's even less than a shogeg. But the whole zot, we would have a hava, meaning that maybe the person wouldn't make such a tanai, ka mashma lon. And that's what we have over here in Rashi. That Rashi, l'chora, fits in with the Ritva, that he speaks about that what is oker is the, that which is oker is the Harehu Tola Bahem. Harehu Tola Bahem. Okay, and again, the Ramban would learn also that we're dealing over here with his mindset, and we're saying that in his mindset, who says that Chazal have this power? No, no. Even in Kedushei Diyah, they have this power of Afkinu, and he doesn't want them to be Makia. Tosfos, you're all pointing out, brings in Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker.
Ramban already brings in Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker.
In...
When he explains the Lashon of Zena Chash to Kaspa, he says, Mish, Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker.
So Rashi, in the Bezdin,
Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Come. That's a different case. So. words. The Rambam brings in Hefker Bezi Hefker through the back door. It says Yeshua Amar Talki Kama. I mean, sometimes the Gemara wants to distinguish between Kodesh Bekaspa and Kodesh Bebiya. So Ha'atenach the Kodesh Bekaspa Tzuhu Mekadesh Al Da'atam. In which then we have over here the Mekadesh Al Da'atam the Tanai V'neisha Hefker Bezi Hefker Ve'ein Mamon Zeh Shelo Ela B'Ritzon Chachamim. That's the Chal. That since Chazal have power over all the world of Mamonos, in order for him to be Mekadesh a woman, it has to be his money. Only, it's only his money if Chalim wanted to be his money. I will teach you to be a Mayas Kiyu. Shema lo al da'atam kidesh. Uparik shavi rabbanu biwasa biwasnus. Shehu mi da'ato Mekadesh lo olam al ritzon chachamim. Velav yishum hefkeya mamon naguva. In other words, that Hefker Bezin Hefker is brought in over here simply as a havamim. It's brought in. No, it's not that they're using the power of Hefker Bezin Hefker. It was a hava mina that maybe when does a person make a tanai in a world that he thinks Chazal have power over? So he thinks Chazal have power over the world of Mamonos. A makedom that Chazal should have power over the world of Bia. So makedom he should make a tanai to be told that his kedushin of Bia according to Chachamim. Hamash Malon, no, that has nothing to do with what Chazal have power over. He makes it tanai. That he wants the solution to be valid only if Chazal won, be it in the world of Mamonos, or be it in the world of, or be it in the world of Bia. But we're not dealing over here with Hefker Bez and Hefker as the means of Chazal. We're dealing over here with simply within his mind, in terms of his das. Why would he make a tanai of called the Mekadesh Adat Rabban and Mekadesh in the world of Kaspa and not in the world of Bia? Because in his mind he thinks the world of Kaspa, Chazal, have power. In the world of Bia they don't have power, so maybe he wants to tanai here and not there. Kamash Malach? No! That's totally irrelevant. That's an irrelevant factor. Yes?
In both cases, either an implement or then. If the person is a Russian government, which a moment ago, is still a part of the Soviet Union, still
marriage? It's a very good question. Rav Shechter has an article about it in one of the Beisitzkos, where, you know, it's if a Russian government says, Arev Deshetli, Kadas Moshe Yisrael, like what does it mean? You know, if he doesn't hold of Das Moshe Yisrael, he raises the issue as to. So how to deal with it. I don't know, let's just leave it at this point as a question. It's a good question. Yeah?
What is Rashi
when he says, I know. What Rashi is telling us is a very, very important principle of Halacha L'maaseh. And that is that we're saying that whenever a person gets married, he's being married al da'as chachamim. So that would seem to open a very big Pandora's box. But let's say we're going to have a problem down the line of aguna. Where it's all of a sudden a woman's husband disappears in the Holocaust. And we can't find him. And this woman is a young woman. She's 22 years old. She has a whole life ahead of her. So let the Chachamim use their power and say, we want this Kedushin to be invalid. And in other words, at any time a woman has a problem, let's say that she has a problem that her husband gave her a civil divorce and doesn't want to give her again. So let the Chachamim use their power of called the Mekadesh, Adai, the Rabbanan Mekadesh, say, we don't want this Kedushin. And then, in the Dover so, under all circumstances, the husband is a bit off his rocker, but he's not really a Shota. A million and one cases you can have where a woman can come to three Jews, one of one, maybe a chancellor of Bar Ilan, etc., and give a sob story, and they'll say, well, Koy the Mekol the Mekadesh, Adai, the Rabbanan Mekadesh, and that's it. So what Rashi is saying in a hint is what the Rashba says, black and white. The Rashba asks this question, Alatar, in our sugya. The Rashba says, the Yimtoma Maishnami Tava the Mayin Shain Lahemsof. Husband was on the Titanic and he disappeared and never found his body. So why, you know, let's use this in Matthew the Aguna. And we don't find over there a Kinu Rabbanu Kedusha Minemishim Agunas. We tell her she has to have one aid, Daiko Nitzavah, Mishumi Gumi Kibu. You never use the principle of Kinner Rabbanon Kedushim in the end of Yavamas. It's not brought over in the Sukkot. Why not? It's a great way of dealing with all these problems. The Yeshlomar, the Dichdi Lomakihu Rabbanon with Kedushim. The Rabbanon don't use their power, Stam Kacha, Elahecha, Diika, Srach, Gita, Kidahacha. When you have a get, When you have a get in the picture, but we have a problematic get. It's a get which is pasul d'oraisa, because there was no kiyum ha'tnai, because of the shemira got up, because there's ito hashlichus. We have a get, we have a bona fide get, but we have a problem with the bona fide get. So then, Rabbanan will use this power of Avkinu, that it'll appear to the world as though this woman is Megureshet. To the world, it'll appear that way, and there was a get. It's not as though we don't have a concept of annulling marriages. We have a theoretical concept, but Rabbanan didn't want to use it d'chdi. They only used it when it could be covered with a mask of a get. And then, we have a question, how can you do Mavkiya Kedushin go right through the get to Rabbanan? So we tell people, no. That's the outer cover. The outer cover is that we have this get that appears to break the Kedushin. But in reality, what we have over here is a wolf in sheep's clothing. That we have this annulment, but we have to have the sheep's clothing, we have to have the get in order to be able to use the annulment. We don't use the annulment stam kacha. And so we can't use the concept of annulment in Tav Mayim Shein Lehem So, because there's no get. We can't use it for the husband who doesn't want to give a get to his wife, because there's no get. We can't use it for the husband who's a bit lonely, because there's no get. You need a get. Once we have a get, granted it's not a get to Oraisa, it's a get to Rabbanon, that is a context in which Rabbanon used their power of Afkinu. Yeshomar dibichdiva mafilu Rabbanon kedushe elehecha diikas rapita kidahacha. Iname beirecha meyit shemeizvala. That was Takanas Agunas over there on Daf Peichet. And that's why the commonality between all the cases that we mentioned, our Gemara, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Amen Gimel, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Gimel, the common denominator between these two Gemaras is that we have a get. We have a srach get, a get puzzle. So the Gemara asks, since when can a get puzzle be makia kedushin d'oraisa? So on that, to the answer to that question, we have two answers. Either really it's a get kosher d'oraisa, that's the Ramban. It's really a get kosher d'oraisa, that we have an umdana, that the husband wants it to be a get kosher. He's kosher both from his kindness, in order that there shouldn't be a bilas nus. Or we have a tanai. We have a tanai that's really annuls a marriage, but the this procedure of annulling a marriage with a tanai, chazal only apply in a situation where you have a srach get.
Yeah? This is all, unless it's for a social of a hogan.
Come to that in a minute. That's a different world, and we're going to see that's what we're about to tell us. Yes? Yes.
Right.
In other words, that we have to the external world, it appears that this woman is Megureshet because she has a get. We know that she's really not Megureshet, but she was really never married. Not to mean in terms of getting married to a Kohen, he's on a Doraisa plane. The kind of Nidra Bonin, she can't be married to a Kohen. But on a Doraisa plane, basically she gets married to a Kohen. Not to mean that there would be Mamzerus, or that there really would be over here a Hafka'ah. It really would be a hafka. It's not mechanal v'haba, it's l'mafreya.
The reason we shift to this context of Sraf,
yeah, Mishum
Prutot.
It's Mishum? Mishum Prutot? Yeah, Mishum the whole world. I mean, Mishum that otherwise, it appears to me, otherwise, we're opening a Pandora's box, and then, Yifsach Bedoro, Mishum Lobedoro, you're going to have Batedinim who are going to use this power improperly, and if you use it improperly, it's going to be Matya Mamzerim. And so, Chazal only allowed the use of this principle in certain in the context where you have a get, where at least we have the srach get. Yes?
So,
before you
spoke about that, what's the pressure placed on this guy? The first stage of the struggle of that is that the guy feels the pressure from the public, and he's not here, he's therefore obvious and confused. So, if they're not really going to do it unless they have a get involved, then.
There is a get. He gave a get to his wife. Just, he gave a get, but he has a way of getting out of this get. He gave a get, al-tanai, but he can claim that tanai was ba'onas. So we tell him, what? So we tell him, look, so basically we point out to him the alternative, that if really this is what you want to do, then Chazal are going to turn all your bilos into bilos nos. It's not worth it for you. It's not worth it. Actually, yes, you're not going to remain your wife. The only question is, she's not going to remain your wife because you gave her a gift, or which was your original intent, or is she not going to remain your wife because we're going to turn all your bios into bios into bios?
So the
Torah
of the Rashi is that they're never going to do that. They're never going to really go ahead and make all those bios bios because they're rolling to it.
But we have this Rach yet. We have in this case this Rach yet. We're dealing with three cases. Our sugya, Gitin Lama Gimel, Gitin Ayin Gimel, all three cases, there's a get on the table. But we have a question in terms of the get, either because it was given by a Shemira, or there was Bitul HaShliach, or there may not have been Kima Tanai, or Kima Tanai bonus. But we have a get. All three cases we have a get. So here Rabbanan have the power of Atkinu. And so according to Ramban, we warn this individual that if he doesn't play with us, if he doesn't allow the get to go through and have the rights to play, we're going to use our power of Atkinu, and we can use it, because we have, this exactly is the context where Chazal do use this power, or could use this power. And that could be the master, or could be the get. So we tell him, so he says, what's the difference? He says, well, if it's a get, then she's migration to Raisa. If it's going to be a mask, then realize that Lemafreya or your Bilos or Bilos Snus. So in that case, we have Chazaka, Eina Gavrot, Shishi Bilos, or Bilos Snus, and his Umdana would be that he would want it to go through. Yes?
Because now, according to the Rashi here, and speaking to the Rishba, there's no financial obligation after marriage to women from the husband. There's no Suba's money, there's no get, there's no Suba.
Chazal don't like to use Akinu. Akinu is a last resort. So that's why the Ramban even puts the Akinu as a threat rather than an actual process. It's a last resort. And so whatever they can do without Akinu or minimize the Akinu, that's what they try to do. Okay, now let's move over to Tosa. So after we've seen the Ramban and Rashi, Ritzvah, yes, and Rashi, yes?
First of all, to analyze what the deal was. When you end up Kesef, so Hadas is on the Kesef. Hadas on the Kesef. When you end up Bia, so Hadas is what on the Bia. That's exactly the Bia. So the same way, the Bia can be, the Bia will be the Mod, even though Hadas is on it, to make it a different term. Now, if you want the Bia,
the video which is asking for that, and that's connected to Kesef, that is Shabbos, also played out. But right now, so
what did you mean? Yeah. I am a person who's going to follow what the adjustment was in the world. I just think, I mean, it's not a real difference, but I just want to say, when we force somebody to give a gift, we can shock Rosa and mock him or such,
and Shimmerer.
It could be that his name under the Rosa and his participant in this whole ceremony shocks a Rosa by him to be the comforter that's made to be served.
I think Rosh Hashanah goes in that direction, but I have to check over the article itself. Okay, yes?
It's for the Ramban. The Gemara says it's a possible that we have to get that's not good, that it's not good to write from the Ramban or Master and say in. I mean, isn't that much of a tafka not like the Ramban? I mean, the kind of meek and medium and the rice of low by having get. And we said, yeah, the rice is not a good get.
No, we don't say that. We say that since we have this sword called the Kinar Belong Nushing, we have a good get.
But that's not what Gemara says.
That's what Gemara says according to the Yesh Mefarshim of the Ramban. That's what Gemara is saying, according to the Yesh Mefarshim of the Ramban. You don't have to like the Ramban, you don't have to love the Ramban, but realize he exists, realize there is such a Shita, and that Shita, we will see, will solve a lot of problems. But the more classic Shita is that which the Ritva brings in terms of Tanai. And what I'm pointing out is that Tanai is the means, namely the mechanics of how Akinu works is Tanai. Okay? The Hefker Bezen Hefker that was brought in by the Ramban was brought in as a Havamina to distinguish between Kesef and Bia, and then thrown out the window. It doesn't make any sense. However, Tosfos over here uses Hefker Bezen Hefker as a reason. Teinach, the Kodesh Bekaspa, the Hefker Bezen Havei Hefker. This is the mechanics. Not Snai. We're not using Tanai. We're using Hefker Bezen Hefker, Ravi Mos Matana. Lameila, you call the Los of Nus. So we have an answer. I know the answer. Called in the Kaddish, and I could draw a button in the Kaddish. That's what I would say tonight. Right? But doesn't say that. In other words, we have, Tosa says, we have, the Rabbanan have two submachine guns. One of them is called Hefker Bezen Hefker, and one of them is called Yesh Koach Yapachamim Lakor Dovimina Torah. So Hefker Bezen Hefker can work in the realm of Mamanos. That's Mama. In terms of the realm of Bia, we have to come on to Oker Dovimina Torah. But that's limited. It's limited to a case where the alternative is Leka Avera. However, Hecha Dika Avera, the Nukudeshati Bia, Mayikil Amemer, Chazal can't use their Oker Dovimina Torah and create an Avera. In other words, it's a limitation on they have this tremendous power of Oker Devim Natorah, but not to create Averas. So, my Iko Lameimar. So, basically, what the answer is, this is not called an Avera, right? The Shavya Rabbanan Bilasa Bilas Nus Ve'inkan Kedushin, it's really not an Avera. In other words, they turn them into a Misasek. They turn them into a Misasek, and they have this power of work. But we see over here in Tosfos a whole different world. Rabban, we're not using over here a thread over the person's head, so I'll say, fine, the get will be a get me doraisa. We're not using over here the Tnai. That previous Tosfos was according to Rashi. The previous Tosfos says, Lachain Omer, Vishas Kedushin, Tashmash Yisrael. We don't even use the Tnai. We're not using the Tnai. We're dealing over here with the power of Bezdin. Bezdin have a power that they're taking the initiative of using this power of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker to uproot the Kedushin Doraisa Lemafreya, and they also have a power of Oker Dovim Natorah. And the Hava Minatosas thought that they couldn't use that power in our case because maybe this is a case of Avera. Kamashmalan, no, they can use it because Lamai said Shavi Rabbanim Lebilas of Bilas Nus, but in his own mind he never had Kavana for Bilas Nus, so it's because they're Misasek, so it's really not an Avera. It's really, in other words, it's not the equivalent of the problem that was dealt over there in the Gemara in Yevamos. But the problem is, where did Tosfos come to all of this? Where did Tosfos get all of these principles of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker? Let's simply use over here the principle of called the Mekadesh, Adai to Rav Mekadesh, either according to the Ramban or according to the Ritzvah. So here, what you saw is, where did Tosfos get all this from? Yeah?
Also Nafreya.
Okir Davar Davim in the Torah. Okir Lachatzila. But they're Okir not with the Tanai, not by getting involved in the Das of the husband, but they're Okir with their power of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, or they're Okir with their power of Okir Davar in the Torah. They have that power. Where did Tosfos get this from? Yes?
Within the technically Tosfos has in the Havamini, they didn't think they had the power because even though they Yish Koach Lakor Dover in a Torah, but nonetheless they didn't have the power because it's a Dover that's in Avera.
Yes.
And what's the Maskan?
The Maskan is that it's Shavya Rabbanan Bilas Abilas Nus. That it's really not an Avera. An Avera would be had he had Kavana for Snus. And in other words, and then, in other words, if they allow that to go through, they're turning this into a Avera where someone's going to be Chayv and Onesh, either the Mezid or the Shogeg. Over here, Apito, over here, we're dealing with the Nisasek, Shavi Rabban, Bilasa, Bilasnus, and in Jenny's mind, it was Kedushin Rabbanan turned it into Bilasnus. That's not the level of Dvar Avera which limits this principle of Oker Dabim and Atar.
So basically, he's going to get upstairs and no one's going to have any time to get
No one have any kindness to get him. It may be embarrassed, but no one has any kindness to get him. What's the marker of Tosfos? Excellent. Two Gemaras.
And Bava Basra.
Right. Here we move over to two more Gemaras. Gemara Bava Basra on Daf Memches in the days, and the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Kuf Yud Amid Aleph, where we find two instances of Heim Asu Shalo Kahogen, of two people who get married improperly. They get married improperly. It's not a question of using a get improperly, they get married improperly. What's the case in Baba Basra? Tayu of the Kaddish. He twists the woman's arm until she agrees to get married. Right? He blackmails her into getting married. We have a rule that you need the woman's das. She has das. She has das, but not ratzon. Right? She has das. What can she do? She realizes she's being blackmailed, and so she has the minimal das which is required. So here, even though mida oraisa, we have kedushin, kemo chachamim, and then afkinu rabbanu kedushin yinei. Or the Gemara in Yevamos, we had an individual who fell in love with Lolita, like this little 10-year-old girl, and he was mekadesh her, not to be her father. He gave her a kesef of kedushin, which of course is meaningless, because she's a ketana, and he's waiting for her to grow up. And at her bat mitzvah reception, someone is chotef her and gives her a kesef of kedushin, while this fellow is waiting to finish up what he began. And so in that situation, chachamim were mafkia the kedushin of the chotef. Even though it was with his das and her das, who asa shaloka hoge? This isn't the way that Jews behave. Okay, who asa shaloka hoge? Okay, let's say that. So who asa shaloka hoge? So we have these two gemaras. How do we learn these two gemaras? What gave the chachamim the right to be mafkia these kedushins? After all, here we're not dealing with a framework of a get. This appears to be going beyond that which we spoke about. So Rashi sets it up as called the Mekadesh, Adaita, Durabana Mekadesh. Namely, again, that's what we have over here tonight. That it's the moment God can say, Kedat Moshe Yisrael, he gave the Chalim the power. The Ramban.
Is Rashi where?
What? Rashi and Yevamos. What? We're coming to that. Come to that in a minute. In other words, according to Rashi, what we're saying is that when you have a proper kedushin, when the kedushin was proper and bona fide and everything was fine, then in order to come to use the afkinu, you need again the sachyet. But when we have a kedushin shaloka hogan, who was the shaloka hogan? Hey, the asa shaloka hogan. Hachamim will unmask themselves. Right here, we're going to have an unmask afkinu. An afkinu without the mask of a gift. Because who was the shaloka hogan? Who was the shaloka hogan? The problem is, of course, that, you know, that those who want to use afkinu nowadays want to use it in a situation where who was the shaloka hogan? I mean, the marriage started off fine, and afterwards there were problems. But here we're starting off with a marriage that started off on the wrong foot. And then Chachamim used this power of called the Mekadesh. The Ramban, even though in our Gemara he uses the hanging sword, he agrees that over there, it's a din of tonight. That there is no hanging sword over there. Who are such a loka hogan? He's not interested in whether this is biyasnus, it's not biyasnus, this is something that interests him. So the Ramban over there also uses the din of tonight. However, the Rashbam in Baba Basra, and the Tosos in Baba Basra, and Tosos in Yevamos say, no. Call the Mekadesh Adaita Dravanan Mekadesh, the din of tonight. That's what we find over here in our sugya, in Ksuvas, and in Gitin. That's what we find in the Din of Tanai. But in Yevamos and in Baba Basra, their Chachamim use other means. There they use Hefker Bezdin Hefker. There they use Yesh Koach Biyat Chachamim La'akar Davar Min HaTorah. There they use other means. And those other means, you don't need Kol the Mekadesh. You don't need it tonight. Nothing to do with tonight. Once we find that the Rashbam and Tosas over there use these other conditions, Tosas over here says, over here also we do that tonight. I think Gemara mentions called the Mekadesh, but you don't need it. Really, the tonight is not all that necessary. You know, if we have this din of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, or if you want, you could say as follows, that in order for Chachamim to use Hefker Bezdin Hefker, there has to be a reason. The reason could be who was the Shaloka Hogan. The reason can be that he invited them in to use it. Called the Mekadesh, Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh. You can say it that way. Anyway, that Tosfos over here will agree that we have a called the Mekadesh. In other words, and then in order for Chachamim to use your power of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, then you need some sort of key. A door has to open up. The key could be called the Makadesh a Daiter Rabban and Makadesh. He says, Kadash Moshe of Yisrael. Or the key could be, who was Hashal Kahogan? That's the Gemara over there. That's will slap him with a Hefker Bez and Hefker because who was Shalo Kahogan? And then, again, so we're dealing with a different set of mechanics. So we have the set of mechanics of the Ramban, that applies to our sugya. We have the set of mechanics of Rashi and the Ritva, that applies to all the sugyas. We have the mechanics of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, and Akira, that begin in the sugyas where there is no get, where there is no sword hanging over the head, and then it can be applied back over here as well.
Okay, so we have basically two sets of cases. We have a case of the Sraphia. That's Suva's Yudin. Those are the cases we have Sraphia. We have a proper marriage, and we have a get. We have a problem with the get. So in this respect, we have the option of the Ramban, that we really in the end have a get pleasure. We have the option of the Ritva, that we have a Tanai, that is Ogier and Afreya. And then we have the option of Tosfos, that we'll see in a minute. Okay. And then we have the situations of Asa Shemot Hogan, that's the Gemara in the Babasra and Yubamas. Over here, the Ramban doesn't fit in. They don't have a get. There's no get to go without having a get option. The get was never given. Right? So we can't use the Ramban option if it's running over his head and he says, okay, the get will be a get. There is no get over here. This option doesn't exist. The Rishma follows through. Yeah. So, even though we want to show God, when you say that's Moshe with Moshe Yisrael, the moment you say that's Moshe Yisrael, Chazal said, we don't want such a marriage. We're not just such a marriage. So that's, you know, that's a Rishma, that's Rashi and Yavamas, over there on that Kukyu. And then we have an option that the Rashbam brings in, and that is Hefker, Nevs and Hefker. Do the Rashbam and Baba Basra.
And after Chesem Adays, says that black and white, this is different than the previous Gemara. The Rashbam says, Tenach de Kodesh de Kaspar, Yechovin Chachonim Lahakia Hakidushin, the Hefker Bezin Hefker Gabi Mama, Ukiigo Kitcha de Gezer Ubechomas Gamia, the Lohavi Kedushin. It's not that he says, well, this will either be Kesem Kedushin or a Matana. This isn't the person saying it. He said this is Kesef Kedusha. But Chazal say it's Gezel. You're Bekadesha with Gezel, you came to Bekadesha woman with Gezel. In other words, there's something Mafkiya the Kedusha. And then he points out that in other places we have a Tanai. He says as follows. Avolgabe Isha, reading the Rashbam, Mar Baravashi, Tikun Rabban and Dolohave Kedushin, Yehu Asa Shaloka Hogan, Hechwicha, Rafikach Nasa Imo Shaloka Hogan Shalokadin, the Avogad Menatora Lave Kedushin, Rabban and Akrinu, how? Hithkiru Osan, Asu Maos Matana, Ubamokom Acher, in other places in Shas, Mepharesh to call the Makadesh Adaita to Rabban and Makadesh, Kedas Moshe of Israel. Rabban and Amor, the Lola Havik Kedushin. Nimse Shalokit Shazeshe, the Das Chamim Tala, Hainan Enam Chafetim Kedushin Kala, in other places, Mokom Acher. Not that the Sugya. Namely, that the Rashbam will say, I'll learn over here about the Ritual like Rashi that we have Kedas Moshe of Israel. Well, you can't use that over here. We can't use that over here. Over here, he's not making a Tanai. In other words, he's doing something Shaloka Hogan. If he's doing Shaloka Hogan, our only way of dealing with him is Shaloka Hogan. Rashi says, no, the bottom line is he said Kas Moshe of Yisrael. The bottom line is whether he wants to do or not, he wants Kadalim. Once he brought Kadalim, then they knock it off.
But according to Rashban, even if he didn't read Chazal in, it becomes not good. We don't need him reading Chazal in. That, and this Rashban, is then more than over here by Tosis in terms of our tribute. Right? Tosis in our tribute says after this and after. I, over here, the Gemara doesn't mention anything about Kol Mekadesh and Yotzer Rabban Mekadesh. Over here, the Gemara does. So maybe when we have also Shalom Kahogan, Chazal with Yud Hefker Bez and Hefker without being brought into the picture. When we have also Kahogan, we've not with it yet, then maybe Chazal will only use Hefker Bez and Hefker when they're brought into the picture. Maybe this is because Hefker Bez and Hefker plus Kol Mekadesh. Yes. Yes.
That doesn't impress the captain that the solution is hot and he doesn't need a solution that should take you that much.
Right.
I'll take a very well beat
that. Right. So these are the only rules. Right. We could continue the same with the same track that we were dealing with. However, the Rashbam reads it a new track. Same after Kodesh Mikasa. Kodesh via Ma'ikil and Neymar. So here, Elosmos, both in Baba Vasra and in Yavama say, at the moment we're dealing with Vida, here we have to come on to a different rule of Yesh Hachamim Koa La'akor Davar Min HaTorah. They have this power of Akira Davar Min HaTorah.
Okay. So the Chachamim have this power of Oker Davar Min HaTorah. And so the Tainach is different according to Rashi, according to Tosfos.
According to Rashi, Tainach the Kodesh Pekaspa is what the person had in mind. He had in mind Kodesh Pekaspa that they're going to turn into a Matana. Well, Kodesh Pekaspa, did he have it in mind? Did the person have it in mind? That's the way Tosfos said. Listen, Tainach the Kodesh Pekaspa, there we have this in Ethke. Kodesh Pekaspa, when Koach the Hachaman have, in the case of Kodesh Pekaspa, there's no interest in Ethke. Namely, the Tena is according to Rashi within the Das of the Mekadesh. The Tena, according to Tosfos, is when the Koach of Des is. Right. So again, within the case of Asher Shalom Kahogeh, this may be a necessary way of learning the Gemara. And the next part doesn't mention the phrase called the Mekadesh at the Rabbanu Mekadesh in Asher Shalom Kahogeh. And then it's transferred by Tosfos back into our sugya as well. But you don't have to come, again, I'm just saying, you don't have to come on. We're using this by Tosfos, you don't have to come on after the Zenefkir within the Rambam, the Ritva, Rashi, etc. They don't mention the concepts, except maybe simply to explain a Havamina as to the Tainah Pekodesh, why the person would think that Chachamim would have more power in area A, priority. But basically, what the person thinks, rather than the power of the Chachamim. Yeah. Yeah. So we read. So the Rambam read the Tainah that the first thing was saying that when can Chachamim be Machia? That's an area of Mamonos because in Mamonos they have this theoretical power measure that's an extra. But maybe he would realize that in the case of the Chachamim don't have power. Chachamim no. The person knows how Chachamim have power here and there. We're dealing within his das, within the person's das, not within what Chachamim really can do or can't do. There's three more things. A, this power of Ocher Dover Min HaTorah, how does it work? I mean, Hefker is an Hefker Neila. Akira Bala Kedushi Minei, we try to explain within the world of Sinai. Ocher Dover Min HaTorah appears to be a very, very, very broad concept. And that we find in different worlds. We have it in the world of mitzvahs. Chazal can be makia mitzvah. Someone wants to pull a shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, if the chain that there's no mitzvah at all, coming all through Dover Min HaTorah. You have a sukkah ketana, a shulchan over the sukkah. First of all, is a misunderstanding. First of all, is not all through Dover Min HaTorah process. First of all, is a katan. It's taking something. I'll explain to you what this is in this context as well. So we have it in the world of mitzvahs, in Makia mitzvahs, but over here, to be Makia Kedushin, Ocher Dover Min HaTorah, the turn of Yid to be a snus, how does that work? So there's an article in the Beis Yitzchak, I think the year is, from the students of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And they quote the Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik,
as explaining this Tosfos in the context of the Marim Makom that I gave you, a Tosfos in Yevamos, on Daf Pechesem and Aleph. The Tosfos over there gives the criteria of Oker Dover Min HaTorah, explains Yevamos Pechesem and Aleph, and explains as follows. Dibra Maskil Mitoch Chomer. Tosa says, the Ein Ze Akiras Dovar Min HaTorah, which Chazal can't do, Kevan She Dome HaDovar Hogun Lahamin Kamo She Afaresh. That normally we say that Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Dovar Ein Dovar She the Erva Papos Mishnayim. How do we allow a woman to get married based on the fact that we have eid echad that her husband died? Eid echad mida oraisa doesn't work in the world of davar sheva erva. So the Gemara says yishum iguna hichivude. Why yishum iguna hichivude? We assume daika uminsifa. But bottom line is we're missing two eidim. So we have one eid, and we have daika uminsifa that a woman certainly would check this out very very well because she knows that the you know that. If her husband comes back, it's going to be Mamzeris, the Chuloi. So when we have this combination of one Aid and Daiko Minsa, but Mishum Yigil, he Kilo. Where are the two Aidim? So it says, Kevon de Dome Hadavar, Hagun Laha'amin. So it says that if you, that the power of Chum of Oker Dabar in HaTorah is to take a category of the Torah and to expand it. They have the power of expanding categories of the Torah to Dabar Hadome. What's the dune of Apishnaim Aidim Yokum Dabar? That we have a check and a balance. You have a check and a balance. You give a drisha and a hakira to two aidim, we can find any lie. But when you have one aid and isha daiko uminsava, that combination is similar to shnei aidim. And we have that same check and balance. I is not doraisa. Yesh korok yachachamim ra'akor dover min hatara means they have the right of taking a domen, of expanding a category in the Torah to where the Torah doesn't necessarily say it, they can expand it. That's the power of Chazal. To expand categories of the Torah, the Tanai that you have a Domeh. The Tanai that you have something which is Domeh. So here, said Rav Aharon Soloveitchik, this is what Chachamim did in the case of who are the Shavuot Kaholim. What do we find in the Torah? We find that if you makadish a woman, Baal Karma, you makadish a woman against her will, that is not Kedushin. You need das Aisha, you need das Ishisha, you need his das and her das. So here we have a case which is Talyuha Mikadosh. It's not totally against her will. It's against her Ratzon, but the bottom line is against her acquiescence. Kamal Hakamim, Aku Dabar Min HaTorah, expanded the category of Baal Karma to include Talyuha Mikadosh. That's their power. They have the power of taking something which in Achinahidah, right, so it's with the Kedushin, but it's similar enough to something which so there's no Kedushin, and expand that non-Kedushin to include this case as well. That's the concept of Achin Rabbanon Kedushin in Ed, using the power of Oker Dabar Min HaTorah. Who had been this fellow who was Chote, this woman, that she was ready to Kudyashat at the Kitana. So again, we have that we're expanding in the case of Baal Barakha, also to the case of Chota, in the kidnapping. That we expand the case of Al-Qur'an, but that's not going to have the power to do. He has said something over her. He has something over her. Yeah. Okay. So this is the mechanics of how open government something. It's not something that they can always do. This is not beyond the realm of Chazal. It's not something which is arbitrary, but rather Chachamim to expand the category. So, in terms of your prusbol, what's a prusbol? That we have it being in the Torah of key of lo yigo, so you're not allowed to take personal loans on shmita. Personal loans are annulled in shmita. Masha ein ken when you're dealing with a loan which is owed to Bezdin, that loan midoraisa. Shmita doesn't apply to. So what Hillel did was he expanded this concept of loans that are owned to Beis Din by turning personal loans into a loan which is owned to Beis Din. That, in other words, that, in that respect, that's the koach of the Chachamim to kasher yesh smach the kasher davar ksatam the smach. So you're expanding a category mida oraisa. That power was given to Chachamim. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two. I said there are 3 points. Right? Point number two. Rabosav of Rashi. Actually, before we get to Rabosav of Rashi, point number two. Okay, so let's get to Rabosav of Rashi. Why not? You know, it's Rashi everywhere quotes his Rabosav. That his Rabosav had it said in the Gemara. Tainach the Kodesh Bekaspa that Kedusha Kesef is Rabbanon. Kodesh Rabiya Ma'ika Lameimar. And then they answer Shavir Rabbanon Bilasa Bilas Nus. That they took all cases of bias nus, of bia, kiddush and bia, and turned all cases of kiddush and bia into bias nus. The Chazal were mafkia the concept of kiddush and bia. So Rashi is all up in arms about this concept on both levels. On Hanafa number one, that kiddush and kesed is midrabanon matitom, it's exera shava soklin, it's bara, it's still raisa. Okay. On the concept that Chazal were okay or kiddush and bia. We don't find that. We find Rav min giralei, that Rav gave Malkos to someone who was Mekadesh Rabia. He felt there was a lack of tzius. But there's a difference between giving Malkos to someone and saying it's not Kedushin. Right? And what Rav felt, it's something that shouldn't be done. But bottom line is, if it's done, it's Kedushin Daraisa. To say that Chachamim were ochre it all together, I'm going to say someone who is Mekadesh Isha via, this is not Kedushin, not Kedushin. Those are Rashi's two questions. And you saw Rashi's questions here in Yavamah, everywhere that he brings his Perush, he brings in the Rabosav, etc. Do we find the Perush of the Rabosav in the original? I sent you to it, no? Rabbeinu Gershom. We have Rabbeinu Gershom, the Or HaGola, on the page in Baba Basra, and we find this is Rabosav of Rashi. This was the Perush that over there. In Baba Basra, that's where we find Rabbeinu Gershom really says it. It is not something that Rashi heard, which was a mistaken tradition or something like that. This really was the way that Rabbeinu Gershom learned. He says, "Tainach b'kodesh b'kaspa haino kedushin rabbanon mishum hachi mati atkin rabbanon mi rabbanon avo kodesh biya ba'al korcha biya haino kedushin doraisa v'hi bulas ba'al ma'ika l'meimar." Amar lei, afilu hachi go hadyan kedushah kedushin. Yishuv yishav yirabonam laman, the kodesh abiyya, levilas levilas nus, the chutzpah ka'avid. Hoyo detekino kedushah kaspa, mati v'afkue kedushah biyya. That since there is an alternative of kedushah kesef, Chazal or mafkia, this form of kedushin daraisa. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? So, in that same article of the coming of Aaron Soloveitchik, I'll say over his perush on Rabbeinu Gershom. He said, Barur, Rabbeinu Gershom knew that Kedushi Kesef has Doraisa implications. He was aware of the first sugya of Kedushin. Rabbeinu Gershom learned Kedushin. He knew that there's a Gzera Shava of Kifa Kifa. However, the same way that we'll learn the Rambam, we'll learn Rabbeinu Gershom. That the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Tishus states, V'lekuchin Ego mitzvahs ase shal torahim, perak al-hafa deis, b'yechad negimul drachim Ego ha'isha niknes, v'kesef o b'shtar o b'biyah, v'biya u shtar mehap torah, v'kesef b'divrei sofri. V'lekuchin Ego hei nekran kedushin o erusin v'chol makom, v'isha she niknes v'yechad negimul drachim Ego, nikreis mekudeshet o moreset, etc., etc., and then we have a chiyuv of Beis Din, and we require a get. What's going on over here? The Rambam is saying we have a mitzvah d'oraisa. Mitzvah d'oraisa can be mekuyim in three ways, and says two of them are minat Torah, and one of them is midivrei sofrim. And then he goes on to say that when you have all three, any of the three, even that of midivrei sofrim, there's skila, there's a get requirements of get d'oraisa. So what you know? How do you learn the Rambam? And the Rambam says midivrei sofrim. What does he mean?